So I figured out something pretty cool that I thought I'd throw your way. It's Kevin Reeves on a Saturday morning, and I wanted to share something with you. So I'm working on my website, and about to roll out a new one here shortly. And in most modern web interfaces where you're typing in text, there's two views. There's the rich text view, otherwise known as WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get. And then there's the plain text view where you can type code. One of the problems that I've had over the past couple of years is that I like to use external editors to create some of my content. I use Mars Edit a lot. Mars Edit on the Mac is it's a blog / website content creation tool. So it can log into a website or a blog, and it can push pages and posts to it, which I like a lot. It's great. However, the current site that I'm using doesn't support Atom or XMPP to push content to it. So I'm strictly using Mars Edit as a text editor and pasting it into my website. The reason I do this is because of the amazing text editing capabilities that it has for creating links and lists and everything like this. Literally, if you want to create something, you just highlight bits of text and you go to the format menu and tell it what you want to, how you want that to be. So whether you want an unordered list, bulleted list, links, etc. And it's so easy. And I know there are friends of mine that are like, yeah, but it's easy just to type in code. Well, when I'm in content mode, I'm not in code mode. You know, if I'm writing something, I'm literally like, I want to put links, tables, whatever it is I want to put to show something. And it needs to be just, you know, very simple and very quick, because my thought is there. It needs to come out. The same goes for when I'm doing mailing list posts. And the problem that I've had in the past couple of years is with all these mailing list services like MailChimp and FanBridge and ListBaby and the like, is that they all employ this rich text editor. And I always thought that it was my enemy. I wanted to use the code editor, but I'd paste in code. And alas, things would be not formatted correctly, especially when you would press return to go to the next line. Literally, the code editors would leave all of that stuff out. So you would look at your page and you'd have this one huge block of text that was had no line breaks in it, and it would just be absolutely wretched. So here's what I figured out. So I can go into a program like Mars Edit, do all of my code the way I need to do it. And with a single command, I can convert that to Mars Edit's rich text editor. Now, when you interact with that on the voiceover side of things, you actually see clickable links where you've put in links instead of code. You'll see your tables. You'll see your iframes that you've embedded. Hence why they call it the WYSIWYG editor. It's what you see is what you get. Fortunately, the WYSIWYG rich text version of this stuff can be copied and pasted into another rich text editor. So I can go back on the web and I can go to a mailing list or a host baby template or wherever there is a rich text editor and paste this stuff. And within moments, it looks the way that it should look. So this has solved a problem that I've had for years whereby I've literally spent hours in a day just to do a stupid mailing list post to make it look right. So now by starting in the code domain where I'm able to highlight text and create all the different HTML elements that I want, then converting that over to a rich text WYSIWYG view, selecting it all, and then pasting it into another rich text editor, I find that everything transfers and looks just as it should. So in short, the rich text WYSIWYG editors are your friend. They are no longer, to me anyway, a barrier to access and content creation if you use them right. So there you have it. Hopefully that helps somebody out there who's been struggling with some of this. Who knows? Maybe you guys already knew all this and I'm late to the game, which is usually the case. I'm always the last to figure something out sometimes. Anyway, have a great day. And until next time.